Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called One Mezuzah, Two Neshamas, Two Souls. It's a story about a young lady named Perla who lived in France. In fact, she lived in a town called Lyon in France, and she was in college there. She got to know the Chabad rabbi and his wife, the Chabad Rebbetzin. Their names were Gurevich. And she became very friendly with them, and she would come for Shabbos, and she would stay over for Shabbos sometimes. And little by little, but very slowly, she began to do more of the mitzvahs. After a while, she decided that she would put up a mezuzah on her apartment door. She put it up for 2 weeks. But then some of her friends said, you know, it's very dangerous for a young lady living by herself in an apartment in this town to have a mezuzah. Why is it dangerous? We know that a mezuzah is the way that Hashem protects us. So why did they say it was dangerous? She said, because the mezuzah is clearly like an announcement that a Jew lives here. And since this town that they lived in was not very friendly to Jews, there were not many Jews there, and a lot of them were not friendly to Jews. Therefore, they said it would be dangerous to have a mezuzah, which shows that you are a Jewish young lady living by yourself in your apartment. Someone might try to do something very mean. And so Perla said, okay, I guess you're right. And she took off the mezuzah. 2 weeks later, she found at her door a note from the mailman. And the mailman's note said, I had a package for you, Perla, but you weren't home. So I gave it to your neighbor who lives on the fifth floor. She went upstairs and she knocked on the door. And the door was opened by an older man, probably about 70 years old. And she asked him, do you have a package for me from the mailman? Yes, he said. And he got the package. I was going up the stairs when the mailman saw that you weren't home, and he asked me to take the package for you. So here's the package. And he gave her the package. She said, thank you. And as she was leaving, the man said very softly, Shalom. Perla turned around in surprise. She said, Shalom, are you Jewish? Yes, the neighbor said. And I would like to ask you something. Why did you take down the mezuzah that was on your front door that you put up only 2 weeks ago? Perla was very surprised by this question. She said, well, because my friends told me that it's very dangerous for a young lady living by herself in an apartment in this town, which is not so friendly to Jews, to have a mezuzah, which is basically a big announcement saying that a young Jewish lady lives here by herself. Well, he said, I'd like to tell you a little story. You see, I am a survivor of the Holocaust. The Holocaust was a very, very terrible event that took place in the 1940s in Germany and Poland and other countries, in which, unfortunately, many, 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 really millions of Jewish people were killed. He said, I lost my whole family. I lost my wife. I lost my children. And I lost my Judaism. Ever since then, I didn't want to have anything to do with Judaism. It's too painful for me. I don't keep Yom Kippur. I don't eat kosher food. I don't do any mitzvahs. For many, many years, I live here because I was trying to get away from Jewish communities and Jewish people. I don't want to see any Jewish people. But a month ago, the elevator was not working. And so I had to go up the stairs, up to the fifth floor. And there, when I came to the first floor, I looked up and I saw something which I hadn't seen for many, many years, for 30 years. It was a mezuzah on your doorpost. All of a sudden, all the memories of my Jewish childhood, my happy Jewish childhood, and my young Jewish happy adulthood came flooding back. I began to cry and cry and cry. I touched the mezuzah, and for about a half hour, I just stood next to your mezuzah, touching it and kissing it and crying and thinking of all my Jewish memories, which I left 30 years ago. Now, since then, I don't use the elevator anymore because I want to touch that mezuzah. I want to kiss it and think about it and think about all the Judaism that I left behind for the last 30 years. And this was really the only thing that connected me to Judaism, your mezuzah. And that's why, after just 2 weeks, I suddenly saw that your mezuzah was not there, and I really missed it. And so now I want to go back to my Judaism. Well, that very day, Perla and her upstairs neighbor both went to visit the Chabad house of the Garaviches, and they both began to grow very, very strongly in their Judaism. Perla eventually took on all of the mitzvahs, and she built a beautiful Jewish marriage, Hasidic marriage with her husband, and they were blessed with many children. And her upstairs neighbor, named Avraham, at 70 years old, began a new Jewish life as well. Two Jewish souls who were so strongly affected by one mezuzah. And so too it is that every mitzvah has the power to affect one or two or many Jewish souls. And so whenever we can, we try, of course, to do the mitzvahs and, this is Yisrael, loving of a fellow Jew, to share mitzvahs with other people as well. And especially this year, which is a year of Hakel, a year in which, if we would have had a Beis HaMikdash and a king, we would have all gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash at Sukkot time, and the king would have read to us from the Sefer Torah in the Book of Devarim to inspire us and to increase our reverence for Hashem, our Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, our love of Hashem, and our inspiration to do the mitzvahs. And so this year especially, it's a very special year to make gatherings of Jewish people and to share the great power and beauty of all of the mitzvahs which Hashem gave us. Thank you for joining the story of the day.